Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And I'm very happy with the title because that's what we need to do, is shed the shackles that bind us to the past. And what are those shackles? Well, there are a lot of them. They include unhappy memories, resentment, bitterness, hurt feelings, unhappy memories. See? And what also binds us are wrong beliefs and misbeliefs, wrong beliefs can actually ruin your life and can rob you of salvation. A wrong belief can rob you of salvation. Now, you might say, well, that's totally unfair. Well, it's not, because, you know, the light of truth is always there. The light of truth is always there. And all you have to do is open your heart and pay attention to it. But you have to know how to find it. And that's what I'm here for. This is a very special program. Yes, it's a humble program. I'm only on 15 minutes. That's all I can afford. I can't afford anymore. It's just me and my microphone, and here I am. And I'm only on once a week on stations. Once a week. Now, in Southern California, I'm on half an hour, so you can go to the archives at sheddingshackles.com and listen to the whole program. But otherwise, you're only getting 15 minutes, so you better listen up, because this could be the most important program you ever listen to. Most people are not going to make it. They're not going to, because there's just too tied down to remembering unhappy things, like what someone did to them or said to them, or how their husband cheated on them, or how their boyfriend cheated on them, or, you know, how the first boss didn't, you know, reward them for their effort, or how something happened. And see, it's always something like that, with blame and resentment. And that keeps you from moving forward to salvation, moving forward to happiness, to fulfill, to true purpose. You'll never find your purpose in life if you're always dwelling on what could have been, or what could have been, you see, what should have been. And then the other thing that keeps people tied down so they won't make it is resentment. Resenting your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife. Yes, I know it's a subtle thing. It can be very subtle. On the surface, you smile and act real nice. How's it going? How's your day going? Oh, I'm fine. Did you watch the ball game? You know, it's such a phony existence, a phony, shallow existence. See, but underneath there's resentment, see, and judgment. Maybe I need to mention judgment more. People know what resentment is, but they don't realize how judgmental they are. We go around judging everyone. But remember now, God is the king of the universe. He's king and judge. So he has a right to be proud. And he also has a right to judge. But his judgments are true. Okay? But you are not God. Okay? What you are is just this, a little person, and you go around judging everyone. And you expect them to honor, that you expect them to respect you. How many parents slap their kids around? Slap their kids around, punish their kids, reject their kids, cruel to their own children, because the child doesn't respect him. Well, most parents are not respectable. So if you're not respectable, you don't have a right to demand respect, you see. But we want to be worshipped and admired. We want other people to think well of us, and we always want to be right and never wrong. So we're playing God. That's what you're doing. You don't even realize it. Then you go around judging others and condemning them when they make a little mistake. So that binds you, and that keeps you from moving forward. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Yes, the program is called Shedding Shackles. And I've been around for 26 years now on the radio. 26 years. And I've always had a small program. In a long time ago, people responded more than they do now. People don't respond anymore. There's just too much competition. There's just too much distraction. The internet and texting and tweeting and shopping and buying and there's just so many distractions. Music, entertainment, sports, video games. People are all caught up in their iPhone, their smartphone. Their smartphone is their constant companion. And it's such a distraction. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's a useful tool. But people misuse everything. So they're so distracted. But that's the other reason why very few people are going to make it. Because to find God. Do you know where God is? You know how to find God? See, you're not going to find God in a book, which you know that. You're not going to find him in a building. Where are you going to find him? See, you're going to find him in the present. You're going to find God in the present and within. When you're not lost in your imagination. When you're not lost in... See, most people today, not only are they not going to find God, see, most people are so lost and distracted that they might even drive right past the freeway exit they were supposed to take. People are lost in thinking, driving along and thinking about what happened, what she said or what he said or what occurred, or they're thinking about what they're going to do, what they're going to eat, where they're going to go, what they're going to buy, what they're going to say. See? Or they're just so lost in their daydream, the thought stream, ideas and facts and formulas and images in their mind that they drive right past the exit they were supposed to take. See? Now, I've always said you won't find God in the imagination. You won't find God in thinking. You find God in the present, in the now. You find God through realizing. When you stand back from thinking, where you're not fused to your thinking and wallowing in thinking. See? Then you find God. See? In the present. I want to read something to you. This is very beautiful. I just made a new YouTube lecture. I have many YouTube lectures about these topics. Incidentally, if you want to find God, then you might try my meditation. It helps you to get out of your thought stream, out of your imagination, out of being self-absorbed. See, that's what it is, self-absorbed. And as long as you're lost in your thoughts and your daydreams and your fantasies and your imagination and your video games and worrying about the future and reliving the past, you won't find God. But you have to find God. The whole purpose of existence was to live in God's presence, endlessly on an endless journey of discovery and adventure in God's great universe, and knowing God intimately, having an intimate acquaintanceship with God. That's what the Bible says when it says, be still and know that I am God. When it says know, it means to experience God. See, to sense God's presence and to learn of God and to learn of his greatness and his goodness and to learn of his ways. Okay? And to learn of his will. It's an intimate thing. Listen to this. This is from A Guide to True Peace, a very beautiful book. These are some excerpts from the spiritual writings of three very spiritual Christian people. And listen to this. It says, it is for want of inward retirement. In other words, pulling within and coming out, stepping back from the thought stream and the daydreams, and stepping back from our texting and our video games, and stepping back from all of that. It is for want of inward retirement and prayer that our lives are so imperfect, and that we are neither penetrated nor warmed by the divine light of truth. Okay? So what this writer is saying is, if you want to find God, if you want to find God's light, if you want to find God in His light, in which you can realize, I don't know how many times I've said this, but people don't get it. What you need to do is realize truth in God's light. And then all the knowledge that you acquired, all the facts and figures and formulas and ideas, then they will serve well. They will serve you well as long as you have understanding and in the light, in God's light. See, that's the most important thing, is to re-find God within, find His presence within, find His light within, so you can become a friend of God and walk with God and realize of God and of His ways. See, and become perfected in His light. That's what you need. So a good starting point would be the little meditation that I have. It's so good. It's free. I've made it free as a public service. You're not going to get it on, you're not going to get anything like that on all the big Christian programs. I'm sorry, you're just not. You're just going to get more talk, and more books and resources. And what you need is something to help you re-find God in the present. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Shedding the shackles of the past. Letting go of hurt feelings, and you know where all these hurt feelings and where all this unhappiness and bitterness and regrets and all this kind of stuff, you know where it comes from? It's actually grounded in pride. That's right, it's grounded in pride and grounded in failing. Okay? People who are wallowing in their unhappy memories, for example. How did the unhappy memories get there? Well, because of some kind of failing. Usually it's resentment. See, human beings are supposed to go through life like a boat through the water. The boat cuts through the water very nicely, and the water goes flowing by. But if there's a hole in the boat and then all the water leaks in, that's not good. Well, what happens to people as they go through life? See, they form all these memories of traumas and unhappinesses and so on, mostly because of resentment or a lack of faith. You'd be surprised how often resentment is involved in the resentment keeps it alive, you see. And also a loss of faith, of Of course, a person never had faith in the first place. See, if you had faith, if you really had faith, if you had this invisible bond with what's true and what's right, then you wouldn't lose faith. If you lose faith, well, it's because you really didn't have much, you didn't have faith in the first place. See, people don't know what faith is. But, you know, that's another topic. But what I was saying is that every day ought to be fresh. Remember when you were a little child and you jumped from bed in the morning full of happiness and joy and you rushed barefoot over the carpet, ready for a day of discovery, of discovering many wonderful things in God's great green earth. See, there were many wonderful things to discover, butterflies and beautiful rocks and twigs and leaves and wonderful books maybe you got from the library with your mom and your dad, and riding your bicycle, and there was just so much to wonderful things to discover. And then at the end of the day, you went to sleep and slept the sweet sleep of innocence, and you woke up the next morning fresh. You didn't have any baggage from the past weighing you down. You woke up fresh, okay? Well, that's the way we're supposed to be. See, if you're 30 years old or 50 or 70 years old, you're supposed to wake up fresh in the morning. And when you meet someone, you meet your wife, okay? You meet your husband, you meet your neighbor. You ought to meet them as if you were, it's almost as if you were meeting them for the first time. See, fresh. No resentment from the past, no judgments. See, that's what ruins relationships, incidentally, and ruins your life, incidentally, by forming judgments of people. And then the moment you meet them, oh my God, I bet she's going to do that again. I bet she's going to say this again. Oh, there he is. Look at what he's doing again. See, look at what he said. Look, I knew he was going to do that. See, forming judgments and remembering, or seeing your husband and, I remember what you said to me 10 years ago. See, I remember what you said to me 20 years ago. I remember one time you said I didn't look. You said I looked weird. You said that to me 30 years ago. I've never forgotten. See, carrying around these unhappy, resentful. That's right, resentful. And often petty. That's right, memories. All right, well, you got the idea. So if you're not waking up in the morning fresh, with fresh eyes and seeing people anew, see, look at them and see how are they doing today. You're glad to meet them. Okay. Maybe they've changed. See, that's one of the problems between parents and kids is that parents form these judgments on kids. See, kids change. People change. They grow up. They age. They mature. But the parent said, I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to say that again. I knew you were going to leave your shoes laying out in the hallway again. I just knew it. See, they form a judgment. And then if the child changes or her husband changes, she doesn't even see it. She still hates him. See, a lot of women hate their husbands, even though they've changed for the better. See, or husbands resent their wives, even though their wife has changed. And it prevents change, these judgments, because it tempts other people. See, it messes everything up, so let go of your resentments and judgments, would you please? And you'll be much happier, and you can be like a little child again, jumping from bed in the morning with joy. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues. Like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. welcome back. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to stop resenting other people and be more forgiving. Remember Ann Landers, the famous columnist, the famous newspaper columnist. At the end of her long and illustrious career, she used to answer questions. See, people would ask her questions. She would answer them. It was a very, very fun column to read, and she was actually quite good. And at the end of her long and illustrious career, someone asked her, they said, if you could give people one, after all these years, after decades of counseling people, if you could give people one piece of advice, just one piece of advice, if you could only give them one piece of advice, what would it be? So, of course, I was on the edge of my chair. I wanted to hear what she would say. You know what she said? She said I would tell people to be more forgiving. I would tell them to be more forgiving. And do you know what more forgiving means? You don't even know what more forgiving means. See, that's how far you have fallen from God's light. See, God is present, you know, and his light is everywhere. If you walked in his light, then you would have understanding and realizations in God's light. You know, they call that an aha moment. Because you could see for yourself what the truth is about things. And you would see what forgiveness is. Now you don't even know what forgiveness is. You think it's, well, even though he did all those things to me, I forgive him, okay? I'm trying to make the best of it. See, that's not forgiveness. That's not forgiveness at all. Or some people think forgiveness means, well, if somebody did something to you, you know, if someone really did something bad to you, okay, that they think forgiveness means that you have to go back to them and be nice to them and pretend nothing happened. No, that's not what forgiveness means. You know what forgiveness means. See, you don't even know. Because you're not a forgiving person, most likely, if you're like most people. You hold on to a little grit, a little resentment, a little judgment. See, you hold on to that little judgment, and then as soon as things turn south, as soon as they do something you don't like, then here it comes, a whole floodgate of judgments. Well, you did this, and you said that, and you never did this, and you never did that, and you always did this. See, all those memories are formed, and they're just waiting to come out and to hurt the other person. See, why do you hang on to them? So you can hate them. You can hate the other person, and then when the time presents itself, well, then you can spring it on him. See? And say, I still haven't forgiven you. That's what it means. You know what forgiveness means. Do you know what forgiveness means? No, you don't, because you've never forgiven. See? And then people wonder why their life is a mess, why they have all these unhappy memories and all these issues and problems and tensions and nervousness and all of this stuff. They wonder why. It's because they're not forgiving. They're resentful. They're full of resentment and full of judgment. Okay? So you know what forgiveness means. Forgiveness means letting go of resentment. Letting go of judgment. You know what? Remember I said that so many of the unhappy thoughts and memories and so on are grounded in pride. Do you know what resentment and judgment do? They support pride. See, they support pride. Prideful person who puffs up like a cobra. That's right, puffs up like a cobra and looks with contempt, see, upon her husband, or looks with contempt upon other people, see, and judges them. See, secretly, usually, that makes it even more sneaky and disgusting, secretly judging people. On the surface, smiling, but underneath, judging, resenting, hating, see? So a lot of people are just full of judgment. They're playing God. That's another reason. As long as you play God, you won't find God. See, you won't find God because you're playing God. So you block his light. You block him because you want to be right and never wrong. Do you know anybody who always wants to be right and never wrong? Do you know anyone who refuses to ever admit they're wrong? See, there are a lot of people like that. You'd be surprised how many there are. So forgiveness means letting go of the judgment and the resentment. See, and some people never will. They never will. They lived and never until their dying breath. They won't let go of resentments and judgments. But some people do. They begin to let go of the judgments and resentments. They become more forgiving, especially when they begin to see that other people couldn't help themselves any more than you can help yourself. See? So you begin to soften your pride. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. If you're getting the 15-minute program, you can listen to the whole 30-minute program at our radio archives at SheddingShackles.com. And I encourage you to do so. And I also have many resources. I've written a lot of books. And they've been helpful to people, especially the relationships books. See, a lot of people have marriages that aren't so good. And they need help, okay? Well, I've got some good books that helps you to understand, especially you men, what your wives and children need from you. So, got a lot of resources. Take advantage. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.